Israel election stalemate as both pro and anti Netanyahu blocs come up short. By Deborah Brand on March 24, 2021. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's prospects of forming a government took a turn for the worse Wednesday as evolving election results defied exit polls, leaving the Israeli premier's Likud party with no choice but to seek support from the Arab Islamist Ram in order to gain the majority needed. Results from 97% of standard polling stations and more than 90% of the votes showed Ram sliding above the electoral threshold of 3.25% of the votes, seriously shaking up the existing formations and causing the pro-Netanyahu right-wing bloc to slip from 61 to 59, too short of the majority needed to form a government. In the latest results, Likud earned 30 seats, Yesh added 17, Shus 9, Blue and White 8, Labor 7, Yamina 7, United Torah Judaism 7, Yisrael Bitenu 7, Joint List 6, Religious Zionism 6, New Hope 6, Meretz 5, and Ram 5. Exit polls from Tuesday night, which are notorious for getting it wrong, initially showed a clear 61-seat victory for Netanyahu as long as Yamina, a party headed by Naftali Bennett, would agree to join Likud and its coalition partners, Shus, United Torah Judaism, and the Religious Zionist Party. The Central Elections Committee are yet to begin tallying the remaining 500,000 ballots cast in special circumstances, including people in quarantine and coronavirus carriers, nursing homes, prisoners, medical workers and the military vote, the latter of which has historically worked in Likud's favor. Likud MKs are split about whether they would accept the Islamist Ram party in the coalition. Deputy Health Minister Yoav Kish said there was no way Ram would be part of the government, saying Israel would head to a fifth election if a government could not be formed. However, Likud MK's Achi Hanagbi said in the current situation, "We view Ram head Mansour Abbas as a potential possibility for coalition partner." Likud MK Shlomo Karhi retorted in response, "Absolutely not." Following the comments, Israeli media reported that Netanyahu had issued a ban on MK speaking out on the matter.